بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Let us recite salawat in the holy name of Nur Maulana Shah Kareem ul Husseini Hazar Imam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Mumineen, since 11th of July 2007, Ismaili history is recording the golden jubilee of our 49th Imam, Nur Maulana Shah Kareem ul Husseini Hazar Imam, Salwatullahi Alayhi. This golden jubilee has brought many, many blessings for the worldwide Ismaili Jamaat. Amongst these blessings is the good news that Mawla Khudavan is going to bless as many Jamaats as possible with his Zahiri Nurani Didar. In the context of this today, let us talk about the significance of Didar in Momin's life. The word Didar is a Persian or a Farsi word from the root word Didan, which means to see or to behold. Ordinarily, it simply means to see or to behold. But when Didar is used in the context of the Ismaili Tariqa, it conveys the meaning of the beatific vision, which means to behold the Nurani face, the Nurani personality of the Imam of the time in a physical Zahiri context. And this Didar, beatific vision, is full of barakah for the Mu'mins. The Holy Quran uses two words for Didar. It uses the word ru'ya, which comes from the root word ra'a, which means to see, and another word in the Quran is liqa, which comes from the root word laqiya, which means to meet or to encounter. And from this word liqa is the word mulaqat. The Holy Quran tells us very clearly that God's Didar is a fundamental principle of Islam. For instance, in Surah 10, Ayat 7, it is said, "Verily, those who do not hope to have liqa, that is Didar, of God, and are content with the life of this world, and are happy with it, and who are neglectful of our signs, their abode is in the fire because of what they earn." In the same Surah 10, Ayat 11, towards the end of the Ayat, God says, "We leave those who do not hope to meet us to wander blindly perplexed in their disobedience or transgression." In another two Quranic ayats, in Surah 18, Ayat 105, God says, "There are those who disbelieve in the signs of their Lord and in the meeting, mulaqat, with him, Therefore, vain will be their deeds, nor shall we on the day of judgment assign any weight to them. And finally, in Surah 29, Ayah 23, God says, those who have disbelieved in the signs of Allah and in meeting with Him shall despair of my mercy, and it is they who shall suffer a painful chastisement. These few Quranic ayats clearly show us that God's didar or God's liqa is a fundamental principle of the Quran and Islam, and it contains all divine bounties and favors. Because whoever hopes for and gets this didar receives the ultimate blessing, which is that he or she merges in God and attains eternal, everlasting life. Contrary to this, whoever doubts or rejects the liqa or didar of God is in the fire, and their good deeds become null and void, they despair of God's mercy, and they wander around in perplexity. This introduction shows that in Islam, according to the Quran, the didar of God is very, very significant for mu'mins. At this point, we have to ask, how is it possible for us to have this didar of God here and now while we lead this physical life? The answer is very simple. And the answer is completely in the light of Quranic teachings. We learn in the Quran that God's mercy, that is His salawat, His rahmat, and His hidayat, guidance, everything comes through His appointed or chosen khalifa or vicegerent. And another name which is in the Quran for such a khalifa or vicegerent is wasila, which in English means an intermediary. In other words, the khalifa or the intermediary of God between Him and humankind is either the prophet of the time in the cycle of prophecy or the imam of the time in the cycle of imamat. We see in the Quran that obedience of God is only possible through His messenger, Rasul, and through His Ulil Amr. Every day, three times a day, we recite in our holy dua, Atti'ullaha wa Atti'ur Rasul wa Ulil Amri Minkum. This is Surah 4, Ayat 59. And here it is quite clear that when mu'mins obey the Ulul Amr, that is the Imam of the time, they are automatically obeying the Rasul, the Holy Prophet, and in this way, they are obeying Allah. Another Quranic reference is in Surah 9, Ayat 111, in which God says that He has purchased the lives, the souls, and the property and wealth of moments so that in return he can give them paradise. And this is done through the prophet or the imam in their respective times. In the same way then, the didar of God is also through his khalifa or vicegerent, who is the prophet in the time of prophethood, or the imam from the direct descendants of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And this is in the cycle of imamat. We have seen many examples from the Holy Quran. Let us take a couple of examples from the traditions or the ahadith of the Holy Prophet. There is a very well-known hadith of the Prophet in which he has said, "Man ra'ani faqad ra'al haq." Here is the word ra'a in this hadith, which I introduced at the very beginning of this particular verse. It means, "He who saw me indeed saw God." So the Holy Prophet equates seeing him with seeing God. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet says, "Blessed is the one who saw me, and blessed is the one who saw the one who has seen me. And blessed is the one who saw the one who saw the one who had seen me." This particular hadith is from the Al-Majalis Al-Mu'ayyadiyah, which is the series of lectures written by our great Fatimid Hujjat Sayyidina Al-Mu'ayyad Fiddin Shirazi. Then there is a third hadith in which the Holy Prophet refers to Hazrat Ali and he says, "An-nazar ila wajhi Ali ibada," to look at Ali's face is ibadat. To summarize this particular verse about the significance of didar in the life of mu'mins, we can say that didar is highly significant in our physical lives, because that didar is the forerunner of the didar when we leave this world physically. The didar is the highlight of a mu'min's life. The didar is what throughout history mu'mins have yearned for, longed for, prayed for, implored for, beseeched for, done giriya uzari for. And we have many examples from our devotional literature, from our ginans and kasidas, where we see how peers and sayyids have articulated that longing for didar in their ginans and kasidas. So didar, a zahiri nurani didar, is something which mu'mins have always prayed for. And when a jamaat receives the great good news that a zahiri nurani didar is to take place in their country, then there can be no greater happiness than that for such mu'mins. In our next verse, inshallah, we shall look at how we should prepare for such a didar. In the meantime, let us humbly pray in the holy huzur purnur of Nur Maulana Shah Kareemul Husseini Hazar Imam. Mola Khudavan, give jamaats everywhere a deeper and a Bathini esoteric understanding of the significance of your Zahiri Nurani Didar, Maula Khudavan, accept the supplications of all Momins everywhere to receive your Nurani Zahiri Didar, Maula Khudavan, accept this prayer and respond to this prayer as soon as you possibly can, Maula, and fulfill the longing and the yearning of our hearts for your Zahiri Nurani Didar. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.